Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing. On this day, December the 23rd, 2018, it's a privilege and a pleasure to be here for him and for you, to be the bridge between the two of you, and to be a voice of the Holy Spirit who will speak to your heart, your soul, and help you to have and receive the revelations that you need for this day and for the coming Christmas. I'm going to ask that anyone who would like to join in the voice of our community to just press *6 and then 1, and that will put you in the queue. I will bring your call on in turn as we get to everybody. It's a wonderful thing to hear from you. Whether you are signing on to ask for a blessing or to give thanks for a blessing or to make questions about how are the blessings happening, what's going on, what should I expect, whatever you want to contribute, you are also being a delegate of the Holy Spirit to ask for everyone else. So even though you think you're asking only for yourself, you are asking for yourself, but you're also asking for others. You're asking for the community. And you're placing a question into the space that just needs to be placed, or an expression of gratitude that needs to be expressed. So let's begin with Stormy. Hello, Stormy. Welcome to the call.
Yes, Glenda. I've received a really nice blessing since I talked with you last week. The canvas transfer that I have of the Lamb and the Lion, I always keep it in my closet. I only bring it out when I bring it out to show it to somebody or for a special purpose. But I've noticed that his face is glowing brighter than I've ever seen it before. It's noticeable.
Really?
And I've been, you know, concerned about my own health, and he made it clear to me a couple of days ago, I still need you here.
That's great. We sure do. We sure do.
You know,
so
when
I second that motion.
Yeah, when I asked God to strengthen me for service, I didn't say whether it was seen or unseen. You need to be clear. I got that confirmation. Well, we need to be in the seen, not the unseen.
Great. Well, Stormy, I would not like to walk on this path without you, but I do know you'll always be on the path, whether above or below. So God bless you and everything you do, and we will continue to offer blessings for your health.
Yes, I go in the day after Christmas for my nuclear testing.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, blessings for you, and let me know.
Get some good answers.
I'm going to take a caller. Well, it's a wireless caller, and it's from area code 646. So you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Elizabeth from New York. I'm down in New Orleans, and I just wanted to say thank you for another beautiful year of every Sunday you light up and bring the Spirit to us for the whole week. Thank you so much for these calls every Sunday. It's just, you don't know how much it means to just, it's like going to church every Sunday, just having time with the Spirit and to help or uplift or whatever you need at the time, whatever you say seems to be right on every time and help. And I'm here in New Orleans with a friend of mine, George French, who does have prostate cancer but seems so much better. And I've asked for prayers for him before, and I would just like a special Christmas blessing to keep the healing going for George and that he may fully recover.
Okay, George is on my list.
Oh, thank you.
And blessing
so
givers,
much.
Please put him on yours too.
That makes
my heart. We have quite a group of people here that are, it's not just me.
Oh, I know. And that's what makes it so, the power of prayer when one or more
Absolutely.
Are gathered together in my name, you know. So thank you, Glenda.
I am
just
there.
Bless you for everything you do. You just, I wouldn't know what I'd do without the Sundays to just come in on your call. It's really wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your appreciation, and Merry Christmas to you. Merry, merry, merry Christmas to everybody. And I'm going to pick up some of the a thread from some of the things you said, but I'll take a few calls first, and then I'll get back to that. So just relax and enjoy. Jerome, I see you're on the call, and I'm opening the line for your smiling voice.
Yes, but you're a starling and a high, bright voice of light and love and blessings to you and Merry Christmas. But a couple of people here, J.D., Carol, and Jim Nass, who are involved with our church, and we're having some difficulties there, but we're praying that things come the best way, and thank you for everything you are from the universe of love and light and peace and joy.
Oh, thank you, and you are part of that, Jerome.
Okay, thank you, too.
Bye-bye, and merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Bye-bye, merry Christmas.
So,
bye-bye.
And you can come back on the call. By the way, just for all of you, just because you come on once doesn't mean you can't come back. If you have a second thought or if somebody stimulates a revelation for you, you can always sign back on. Okay, so and that's especially true for those who really do enjoy making contributions on the call. Tony, you and Judy are on. Hi.
Hey, Glenda. Hey, it's wonderful to hear you and to connect with everybody on the blessing call. I have a blessing request this week. My son, James, he had to have a bar inserted in his chest because he had this kind of caved-in chest problem since he was a little boy. 2 years ago, he had that, and it went miraculously well. So now he's at the end of the treatment. And they have to go in and do surgery on him this week on Thursday to remove that bar. Now, this surgery is much simpler and it won't take as long. And everybody anticipates it would just be fairly simple, but he has to go under general anesthesia, and it's still a couple of hours of a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to send a blessing to the doctors and all the people who are around us who are, love and support James and will help with the surgery, but then also so James comes through it as gracefully and as healthfully as possible. So that's one that I thought I should definitely mention.
Oh, yes,
so that
we can definitely
include him. But, yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful solstice, and it's really a lovely event. The energy seems really, really strong. I also have to mention that my friend Tiger, who's been mm-hmm. on the call with us quite a bit during the last year,
yes.
he found a job. He found this ideal job. It's really very miraculous. He's very skilled with his hands, and he's very good with plants and the earth as well. So he's good with building and maintenance. And so he found a job as a caretaker with a lady in the perfect location. It was where he lived years ago with his wife down in Big Sur. And all of this just came out of nowhere. Actually, it was a connection through friends. But this all just manifested for him in the last couple of weeks. So he's been down there, and he's absolutely just thoroughly enjoying himself now with this new job.
Oh, good. And that will enhance his health as well.
Yes, I'm sure it will.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, these are all good things. And
yeah.
We keep your family and your friends and your life and the cosmic energy around you all in the blessing.
Thank you.
It's all God and it's all good.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I'm enjoying that. Thank you so much. It's wonderful just to be here and to connect and to participate and to receive the blessing. It's just, just
it's
beautiful.
It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you so much
for your love and support.
You bet.
Well, I'm going to move on. Julie, your line is now open. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Merry Christmas and happy holidays and early happy new year.
Thank you.
I'd like to put my mother on the blessing list. I did that a couple of weeks ago as she was having some major hemorrhaging, was in the hospital, and she made her way through that and was back at her assisted living center and what they called skilled nursing. It was a day or two away from moving back into her apartment or room, and she fell and broke her hip.
Oh.
So, she's 91, and they did surgery. Prior to the surgery, did an echocardiogram and found several heart issues. So it was a very high-risk surgery, and she came through just wonderfully, which is, I feel like, a miracle. But it's
yes.
For her on the recovery with the pain and being able to communicate because of memory issues. So I just wanted to put her on the list for a rapid and easy healing, and also her caregivers as well, that they're supported and that it's an easy process for them to be able to support her through her healing and my family.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Is your mother in Austin?
She's in Dallas now.
In Dallas now. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And God bless you, too.
You, too. Blessings to you.
Joni, your line is open. Hi.
Thank you, Glenda. I'd like to ask for a blessing and also the gratitude for a neighbor of mine, Frank. Today is his 98th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you talked with him or saw him, you would go away thinking he was probably in his 50s. Frank used to build sort of these exotic sports cars, which he'd race, and he built airplanes, which he flew and did all kinds of loop-de-loops with and so on. And he gave all that up, a few years ago, if you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was in his late 70s, early 80s, he and his son, who was retired by then, decided to climb Mount Everest because it was something that passed. Well, they made it, about a ways up, and he did ask God if he'd please get him off this mountain. He'd never do it again. But, I can't even imagine attempting it when I was in my athletic 20s, so... But Frank is such an inspiration because he just really shows what's possible and how to push and zip beyond the boundaries of what society and even, our own minds will tell us about what you can do in life and how long. The past month, though, he's started to have a little bit of bronchial issues. So it would be wonderful if he could get a blessing and a little bit more fuel here because
we want to bump this man up because he's an example to all of us.
He is.
I think anybody that can, it's just like until someone ran the 4-minute mile, no one thought it was possible.
Exactly.
We need to bump up our heroes because they redefine what's possible for all of us. God uses them in order to demonstrate human possibility so that we can have a different set of goals and expectations.
Yeah.
So by all means.
Thank you.
He is on the, what's his name?
Frank.
Frank. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. All right, Joni. And you too.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
Been.
Thank you.
You have been a miracle giver and receiver, and let's just bump those up for you
thank
too.
You.
Sometimes it's not that we are needy and need a miracle. It's just that we need bumping up a little bit so that we've got the next mountain to climb and that we see that it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, we have a caller from area code 828, and your line is open.
Wow. Hi, Glenn. It's David. I'm bouncing back and forth from east to west, but I'm in Atlanta looking after my mom. She's 87. We lost my dad 3 months ago, and this will be the first Christmas without him. So we're even though I feel him in spirit, I really do. I saw him. I was with him when he passed. There's just something about he's not here in the physical, and I miss my dad so much, even though I feel him around me. And my mom's, I know she's processing it in her own way, but I'm asking, her name's Eleanor, I'm David. My girlfriend doesn't want to be my girlfriend, she's working with her mother in Florida, so I've had a lot of emotional losses this year, and I'm looking for, and it's created a lot of confusion too, so I'm trying to reinvent myself at the moment.
Okay. I understand. Sometimes we just need to pull back into the heart. Remember, everybody, this is something you can always count on. The heart is the hub of your wheel of life. And outward from that hub are many different spokes. And these different spokes represent roles, relationships, interest, projects, things we want to acquire, things we want to achieve, and so on. And these spokes connect to the rim of the wheel. And the rim of the wheel is where the rubber meets the road. So just because the wheel has hit a rut on the rim, or just a little speed bump, you know, we can hit a speed bump. And it happens all the time. That doesn't mean we can't keep rolling. But, you know, the way we regain our balance and we regain our energy to move forward is we pull back to the center. We pull back to the axle, which is what actually turns the wheel. The wheel isn't turned on the rim. The rim is where it gets stopped. The axle is what turns it. And so you have to move back to where the source is, to where the action comes from. And then you'll find that the wheel may become redesigned. It may have more or less spokes. It may get some new tires. It may get fitted out with a little bit new wheel covering. But lots of things can happen to that wheel. But I'll tell you, one thing never changes. And that is the power of the wheel comes from the axle. And the axle is where we are united with God. So I think that's an important thing to remember at this Christmas season. Jean Marie, I'm going to open your line. Hi.
Hey, Glenda. I just wanted to report about the plumbing angels. The following.
Oh, yeah?
The day after the blessing where I reached out, plumber number 3 ended up being the one. It is completely done. It was done by Wednesday. Big stuff, you know, the backhoe and everything. I knew it would come to that, but I am good to go. And what is done needed to be done for probably ever. And I really want to thank everybody because I know that had everything to do with it. So
well,
I'm good. Good to go, pun intended.
Good. Good to hear. God had everything to do with it, but we helped to focus the energy and target it on your situation.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks, and I am grateful. And not that day, but the following day, I took probably the longest, hottest shower in human history.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Anyway, thank you, everyone, and everyone have a really nice holiday season.
Oh, yes, we will. We certainly will. Okay. We have a call from Will Richardson. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. This is Faye in Virginia.
Faye, hi.
Yeah, I just am calling again to ask for blessings for my daughter who has some serious, serious health issues. And her 16-year-old daughter, she's a single mother, and it's challenging. So I just would like a blessing for Lily, Sonia, and me, Faye.
Okay, I've got it.
Thank you.
And I hope that I pray and know that you will have a blessing and a miracle this Christmas.
Thank you. I agree.
We have a wireless caller. Hello. Area code 641. You're on. You may have to unmute your phone.
Can you hear now?
I can.
Okay. My name is Betty Ann in Iowa. I've had
Hello,
a very difficult physical and emotional 4 years. It's been traumatic enough that many times when I get up in the morning, I ask Yeshua, I think you can take my body now. I've had enough. But there's some other part of me that says, no, there's too much in life. And I'm not talking about movies and money and all that. There's just something sort of on the verge of discovering. Spiritual practice, maybe, trust, gratitude, all those wonderful things we talk about and we aim for in our life. I think, hopefully, with this blessing today to close out 2018, I may not experience some Shazam type of miracle next month, 2019, but I would like a humongous blessing to get started out of this trough and into the place I know where I really belong. My true,
okay.
My true nature is to not only have fun, but to look into other realms and see, how it compares with what I think about this life and how much respect I have not had for my body, how much respect I have had. Well, I have and I haven't, but it's not been fulfilling. Something is missing, and this missing thing, emotional, spiritual, physical, is what I've come here to discover. And I want to start that for real this coming year.
Okay. Great. Well, you were a perfect setup for what I want to say today. So our time, you've already brought about a miracle for me because, you know, but this happens all the time. Our last caller almost always sets me up for exactly what I was supposed to say this day. And it's so really appropriate for Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Christ on this day, although he was not born in the winter. We know that. But we celebrate it on this day. Just a moment. I'm going to take care of this static. There we go. Okay, we celebrate it on this day because for thousands and thousands of years, men and women, communities, and religions, and nature itself celebrates the return of the sun. That of course, would be for residents of the Northern Hemisphere, and that's where these traditions were born. The residents of the Southern Hemisphere have their own unique traditions, and they're just as important, just as valuable, but they're slightly different. But in the Northern Hemisphere, at the time of the winter solstice, we can perceive within a day or two. Actually, it takes about 4 days to really see the days becoming longer, which is why Christmas Day is on the 25th. So it was exactly designed to help us celebrate the returning of the light. It was not ever recorded in the Bible or in any known history book when the birth of Yeshua was. we've got lots of hints about when it was, lots of theories and lots of probabilities. We know that there were lambs in the field, therefore it was not winter. It was bitterly cold in the Holy Land in the winter. We know that the wise men were traveling across country. They would not have been doing that in the midwinter. We have also studied the configuration of the stars as to when there would have been a conjunction of planets and our star combinations capable of creating this kind of stellar guidance. We also have to wonder why in the world were so many people traveling to Bethlehem that there was no room at the inn, and Mary and Joseph would have been so motivated as to do it when she was in the ninth month of her pregnancy. Why? Why all of that? Well, it all adds up. It really pretty much all adds up to the Passover, because families had to return to their home, hometown, shall we say, to register with a synagogue on Passover. And the Roman Empire used that as a way of taking census, because it was a convenience for Rome to utilize the Jewish tradition of returning to hometowns for Passover. And that would have accounted why so many people went there. And it would be in the springtime. And lo and behold, yes, not exactly 2,000 years ago, but 2 or 3 years prior to that, there was a really powerful convergence of stars and planets that would have given us this guidance for the wise men. So we actually serendipitously and synchronistically celebrate the true birthday of Christ on the same day we celebrate Easter, which was really his true birthday in spirit. The rising from the grave, the birth into eternal life, which was timed, like so many things in his life, the Alpha and the Omega were one and the same. Nevertheless, this day of Christmas time is still a sacred time, because it's been in the hearts and minds of our humanity and our human community for thousands of years. And it represents something so incredibly significant, and exactly what we all pray for at Christmas. And that is to receive the light of God more powerfully, to receive the light of God in our life, to receive the miracles of God in our life. And those miracles happen when we make a real and honest connection with God, face to face, self to self, we to the Father, we to the Spirit, we to the Son. And I want to wrap that statement up in a little bit broader context. Because through the ages, so many people with very good intentions tried to tell other people what that was like, tried to tell other people what God was like, tried to tell other people what the name of God was, tried to tell other people what doctrines would bring you closer to God and what prayers you should pray, and what church you should go to, and how many times you should go to church, and what rules God expected of our life. And these were all rituals and protocols and ideas of well-meaning, devoted people who were telling us about their experience. And it's good to learn from other people's experience. But when it comes to God, you can't have anyone between you and Him. There is nothing more sacred, nothing more personal than the direct experience with God. It is the love of the soul meeting with the love of its creator and the two becoming one. As God told Moses, when Moses asked his name, he said, I am that I am. In other words, don't try and describe me. The Almighty Creator was telling Moses, don't try to describe me. I am that I am. I am what I am. I am who I am to whoever knows me as I am. Think of it this way. If the Creator of all that is all that is, the Creator of all that is could be with you and with me in any way that is appropriate. And that way, which is appropriate for you, is what you came here to learn. Now, I think, personally, I believe that is the most important reason for incarnation. Let me tell you why. And this will loop back around to the importance of Christmas Day. Okay, in spirit, we're all just one. We're all one, and it's pretty vague. It's pretty general. It's pretty much, well, isn't it lovely? Here we are, one soul. I actually was inspired to create an essential oil that can help us recreate that feeling while being here on Earth, because we do need to recreate that feeling, and actually we do recreate that feeling when we go into deep and powerful and higher states of meditation. We reunite with the one soul that we are. But that one soul that we are is infused so completely with the Holy Spirit, we don't see that as a unique acknowledgement of ourself. We incarnate in order to know God uniquely, one-on-one, as ourself. That's exactly why Yeshua came to the earth. He didn't need to for himself. He was one with the Father. He could have guided us from the heavenly palace, the heavenly spheres, whatever you want to call it, the heavenly spaces. He could have guided us, healed us, directed us, inspired us, been our best friend, our brother, our source of power and inspiration. Why did he come here? To establish the link between himself and the Father as a unique person. And he proved that that could be done. You see, I don't think we were ever confident that could be done. We thought, really, honestly, we thought we were too lowly, too unworthy to have that relationship. That we could only find God in prayer or meditation or in the temple, or if we were blessed with an unusual revelation or a mystical experience that we were privileged to receive, or a blessing from others in the temple, or some special holy event that anointed us. But we, as individuals, no, we did not feel we could be sons and daughters of God with a unique relationship. Yeshua came here to prove through his birth and his life that God can have, the Holy Creator of all existence can have a personal relationship with each one of us. And that is the returning of the light. That is the returning of the light. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. You see, there were 6 days of creation. However you want to think about those 6 days, whether they were symbolic or whether they were literal, doesn't matter. There were 6 important evolutionary stages by which the universe was unfolded. And even the most advanced scientists have conferred and confirmed that, yes, in the beginning, the entire idea of this universe was enfolded. And then through stages, it was unfolded, just like unfolding a sheet to wrap it around a bed. Yes, it was unfolded. And then the Creator rested. But he didn't rest without first creating us. Why? Why did he create us? So that someday his light could return back to creation. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. So, to answer the call and the miracle of our last caller, what's incomplete about your life is that unique relationship you need to establish with your Heavenly Father. And you can't use Yeshua as a substitute because he has his unique relationship. And you can't take the guidance of some minister because he has a unique relationship. You can't even read the words of Moses and say, okay, I'll be like Moses. Nope, won't work. You can't read the words of John and say, okay, I'll be like John. Won't work. You cannot pray the rosary and say, okay, Mother Mary, I will be like you as much as I can, knowing that you are blessed and holy, but I will try to be like you. Nope, it won't work. You have your unique relationship to your Heavenly Father. Finding that relationship is the culmination of your life. When you do that, then your work is simultaneously finished and just begun. I say finished in that it might be fine at that point just to go back into the world of unity because you did what you came to do. Or it might be just begun in the sense that you could say, yes, now I can really do what I came here to do. But that's a decision you can't make until this happens. This is what all of the apostles were talking about when they were referring to the second birth. The second birth of spirit. It had nothing to do with the repentance of sin and returning back to the little innocent baby that came down from heaven. No, it wasn't about that. Because that innocent child that came from heaven has never been defiled, even though you haven't always been perfect. We've all made mistakes. We've all gone off the point. We've all got mud on our feet. Okay, that's a given. By the time we're a few years old, that's a given. But that little child is still pure and perfect inside. And it's not about recovering that little child inside. No. It's about finding your unique relationship to God. And no religion can ever give that to you. That includes every denomination of the Christian religion. They can't give it to you either, which is why Yeshua did not found a church. His teaching to the apostles was the way. What do you think that way was? And where do you think that way was leading? It wasn't about conforming to anything. It was about arriving in some place. Yeah, arriving in some place. And where was that place? That place was the temple inside you where you meet with God one-on-one. And when you do, you have fulfilled the meaning of Christmas. So that is my Christmas blessing for you that I hope will be living inside you as of this Christmas, even if it's not fulfilled this Christmas. From this moment on, that understanding is living inside you. And everything that happens in your life and every miracle that happens in your life, every realization, every inspiration, every good work, every thought will lead you closer to that fulfillment of the soul. So we are well past the time for us to offer a blessing now, and that's what I would most like to do. So we will just, all of us, I do want to add one person to this blessing, a special person in my life. This is Larry's birthday. He turned 79 today, and so it's been 79 beautiful, blessed years that he has walked upon this earth and helped so many of us find a better way and a closer connection with God. So, Larry, be blessed, and thank you for sharing so much of your life with all of us. Now, I would like for you, all of you, to just relax, be comfortable, open your life, open your heart, and be ready to receive the power and the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Dear Yeshua, we are humbled in your presence because you, like no one else, showed us what was possible. And you showed us that we don't have to go through years of deprivation, years and years of meditation or some spiritual protocol or practice. We simply have to receive our Heavenly Father embracing us as we are uniquely His child, put here on this earth to continue creation and to see that the spirit of creation is never lost and the light of creation is never dimmed. We thank you for being with each one of these beautiful, wonderful people in our congregation today to touch their lives in a very special way and help them to access more of who they are more fully and more completely. Now we just surrender into your guidance, into your love, into your loving arms to walk with you hand in hand in life, knowing that we are never alone and we have come here for a sacred purpose, even at those times when we are asked to stand alone, because it's a privilege to be the presence of God standing alone. We ask these things in your blessed name, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the grace of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and completely receive all that you have been given. Much love to you and Merry Christmas. Joyous, miraculous Merry Christmas.